Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
You guys. BJ Harris's checks have Mickey Mouse on them.
Jamie.
I showed everybody. Yeah. I've done show and tell around the whole office.
And posted it.
I did post it.
Look. BJ.
I have Mickey Mouse on my bed sheets. I'm wearing Mickey Mouse shoes.
Oh, my God.
We have everything Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate that mouse.
I know you do.
I swear, I hate that mouse.
I can't believe you even have the checks.
That's all I got.
Oh, BJ, I want your checks. Oh.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Here we go, BJ, Jamie, on the KALC radio station right here in Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. It's a Thursday, 45 degrees right now. We got rain on the way. Jamie, good morning.
I thought it was going to rain last yesterday, and it didn't. It looked like dark black.
Yeah. I don't think there was a lot of rain in the forecast yesterday, but it does ramp up today and into the weekend. So the weekend, they're saying, is Saturday is supposed to be a complete washout.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Rain all day.
Wow.
All day. Just rain.
Oh, that's crazy.
All right, Carson, good morning.
There's Carson.
Hey.
What's up, Carson?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? What's going on?
Where's Spadil? I forget.
He's playing paintball.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's over in Dallas.
Oh, very nice.
Texas.
All right.
Doing his little paintball thing.
Job security.
Man, he is into that paintball. He's been going a lot lately. Hasn't he?
Yeah, he sure has.
He's even blown off starting a new job.
I know. That's why I said job security.
Yeah. Man,
just
I don't know.
Pushing it back.
It's on him.
I've had the worst freaking morning on the the worst, you guys. And I know nobody cares. And I know you all have your own problems. But I just have to tell you how comical it is. So when you live at the tunnel, which I live at the tunnel,
yeah,
the Eisenhower side,
mm-hmm.
and you see my little door when you go through the tunnel. Well, anyway, I can't take out the trash the night before because of bears.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, the bears will destroy it, and they have before. Because I've even, tested the system.
Yeah.
And I put it out the night before, and guess what happened?
Bears.
The bears all ate it.
Bears. Yeah.
They got your Trulies,
yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, and if you see my profile picture, it's a bear pushing my trash can. Because, did you see that little cub? It's a cub that's raised up on my trash can. You haven't?
No.
Oh my God, it's so awesome. Cute. It looks like it's pushing out the trash. It looks like it.
I've never noticed it.
You haven't?
No.
Oh my God, it's so cute. Anyway, so I can't put it out the night before. So this morning, it was so heavy and so full. I think I hit a speed bump. Well, actually, my concrete's uneven in my driveway.
Yeah, broken.
It's just complete. The slab is not broken. It's just tilted.
Oh, normally they break when you get tilted like that.
I know. I need that guy that comes in there and pumps it up. I've seen that commercial.
Oh, yeah, they raise it. Yeah, my mom just had that done.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, it works really good.
I should try that because right now I have a speed bump in my driveway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And so I went over the speed bump with my trash. Sure enough, all of it. All over the driveway.
Oh, no.
So now I feel like I stink like
trash. And that's the worst. I've done it before.
I feel so dirty.
I'll tell you something just as bad, but maybe even worse, to be honest with you. I've backed out of my driveway before on a Tuesday. Ours is Tuesday.
Yeah.
And run over the neighbors.
Oh!
Pick up the neighbor's trash.
Oh, God.
That's when it gets bad.
Yeah, because
I don't mind my own trash.
Exactly, because it's yours.
Okay, it's my trash, and I don't like it. Now, don't get me wrong. You come in smelling like a trash can.
That's what I smell like.
Yeah, you got that. But man, when you run over the neighbors, you don't know exactly.
That's nasty. And you have to pick up theirs.
They got small.
Okay, I get it. We all get it. Yeah, it's too early.
They eat a lot
this.
Of Chinese food too. I can tell you everything about the neighbors. Just go through the trash.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but yeah. I've ran over their trash can before, backing out and get out, and I've left it a couple of times.
Well, how many times have you done this?
Like three times.
What the hell?
Yeah. Well, they're right across the street.
Well, okay.
I keep forgetting.
Oh, how far do you back up?
Exactly. And don't you have like a backup cam?
No.
Oh, you don't?
Are you kidding on that old car I got?
Do you have a beeping thing?
No. Okay. You're on your own,
You probably
Jamie.
Should get that.
It's dark. My backup lights don't even work. Oh, I'm backing out and boom, before you know it, I've hit the trash can. And here's what throws me off. See, my trash day's on a Tuesday. They're on a Wednesday, so I don't think about them being there.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Because it's the other side of the street or something? Oh, that's very odd.
Two different companies.
Huh. Weird.
Yeah, it's weird. All right, just getting started today. It's a big sports day because the Nuggets play. They play the Lakers tonight in L.A. And then tonight's the NFL draft.
Oh, boy. It's a big, crazy day.
Big, crazy day around here.
Wow.
All right, we have Imagine Dragons tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:30. New Kids on the Block. We'll give away those tickets at 8:30 this morning. BJ and Jamie Morning Show just getting rolling on a Thursday.
BJ and Jamie.
Before we get to this Giselle Bundchen and her being pulled over by the cops and then the way Jamie handled the situation last week, I hate when you pull a little prank or a little joke on somebody, they don't get it.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, we're talking about going to the Monster Truck on Saturday, and we're looking for a place to eat close to the stadium or downtown, right?
Right.
And so they're throwing around to Earl's and P.F. Chang and different things downtown, and it's my wife talking to her mom, so it's my mother-in-law, right?
Is she going?
She's going.
Okay.
They bought the tickets.
Okay.
They're taking us.
Okay? Gotcha.
So she's going. She's talking to her. Frog's going. He's only six, whatever. So I told her, the mother-in-law, I said, why don't we try the Diamond Cabaret? They have great
They have a great buffet.
Now, she's on the speakerphone. My wife's talking to her mother, right? And I said, let's try the Diamond Cabaret. She goes, I've never heard of it.
Oh, no.
And I said, well, they got great food.
No.
I said, it's unbelievable.
Come on.
Great place for a six-year-old. You know?
You can't do that to old people. They don't get it.
Yeah.
She goes, book it. She goes, book
no.
it. She goes, if they've got great food, I'm game to try anything.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, take them.
What the hell?
My wife gets off the phone, and I said, babe, it's a strip club.
Your wife didn't even know?
Oh,
my God.
Nobody knew. Nobody got my joke.
Nobody knew the Diamond Cabaret? What a wholesome
and
family.
Of course, I've got a six-year-old going, let's go to the cabaret.
And now he's going to repeat it at school. Like, he's going to go to Catholic school today and go, we're going to the Diamond Cabaret, and then we're going to Monster Truck. Yeah, all the way around, this is horrible.
Nobody got it. I'm just like, ugh.
All the way around.
I thought it was clever. Nobody got it. All right, Giselle Bundchen She gets pulled over by the cops yesterday, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they said.
What was she doing?
They didn't say.
Okay.
They didn't say why she got pulled over. She just breaks down.
Cries like a baby. Yeah, cries like a baby.
So they have pictures of her, and she's just like hysterically bawling.
I wonder if she's never been pulled over before.
I don't know.
It must be the case.
I think she's just having a bad day.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but in that interview with Robin, whatever her name was, from ABC, NBC, CBS, whatever it was, she starts crying in that interview, too, about Tom. I think she's very emotional right now.
Yeah,
it's been a rough year.
Yeah, it has been a bad year.
Yeah, that could be it. She's just emotional.
And maybe, like, she's late to pick up her kids. I don't know, but she's just bawling.
She freaks out.
Yeah.
Starts crying. Yeah. She still gets a ticket, according to what you saw.
Well, we don't know if it's a ticket, but she was handed a piece of paper.
Maybe a warning or something of that nature. All right. So if you don't know the story, so last week, we leave here to go to lunch with a big guy here at the radio station. Jamie gets pulled over by the Greenwood police.
Right over there, you guys. Like literally a block over.
She handles this situation completely opposite of Giselle.
Giselle got a warning,
got possibly a ticket. We don't really know. Jamie, on the other hand, had him in stitches.
No, he wasn't in stitches. He was disgusted.
Yeah.
He walked away.
He basically ran away from the situation.
And he said, you just need to get a new tag. and he shook his head and left.
Didn't he go back to the police station?
No, I don't know.
I thought we heard that he did.
No, we didn't. No. You're making stuff up.
I don't know.
You're adding stuff to the story. I like your story better.
I don't know. I felt like he wasn't all that upset with your demeanor that day.
Yeah, remember he walked away shaking his head and he goes, yeah, you just need to get new tags. And he shook his head and walked away and got in his car. But in your head, what did he do? He celebrated and had a party?
Yeah, I thought he didn't really care one way or the other, that he was just freelancing it out there. No big deal.
So here's what happened. I got pulled over, right? And my tags are expired, and they're still expired. And I totally forgot, right? And so I gave him my driver's license, and he's like, hey, I know you, whatever, I listen every morning, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, let's play a little game. I think he wanted to talk about the show or something. And he goes, let's play a little game. And I go, oh, hide the salami?
Now, just think about this for a minute, okay? Can you imagine if Giselle had done that to the police officer yesterday? She wouldn't have gotten a warning. She wouldn't have gotten one, I'm telling you.
And so I go, hide the salami? Like, because, you know, a little game, and you know it's me, and I have this, like, mentality of, like, I'm 12, a 12-year-old boy. And I'm like, hide the salami? And he goes, Miss White, and he looks down and goes, my body cam is on. And I go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I look right into the camera and I act like I'm on TV and I go, hi, right into his chest. And I go, hi, we're really not going to play hide the salami. Just kidding.
So the moral of the story is you can either act like Giselle
and cry.
You can cry and just go into just anxiety, mm-hmm. or you can do like Jamie, that you could make it so uncomfortable that the police officer cannot wait to get away
to
from
leave.
You. He doesn't even want to write a ticket to you.
He doesn't write
anything.
He just
wants to get the hell out of there.
He did.
Because it's on body cam.
He was like, hi, we're not going to really play hide the salami. He turns, walks away, and I go, what was the game? And I go, what was the game? And he goes, that moment's gone. He goes, that moment's gone. Just get new tags. And he just gets in his car and he leaves.
Anybody that's pulled over today, make sure you follow Jamie's lead, okay?
Yeah, hide the salami.
Yes, you will not get a ticket.
With the cops.
Yeah,
get the hell out of there. Get the hell out of there. That's great.
It was so wrong.
Oh, man, oh, man.
I was just being fun. I didn't think about it being, like, wrong. Oops.
He thought, you think my job's a joke?
I know, right?
Is that what you think? Well, you think this is a joke?
He's the one that started saying, I have a little game.
I mean, he did throw it out there.
Yeah, and I still don't know what the game is.
Yeah, no, you're right, though. Yeah. I mean, that's a weird statement from a police officer.
I have a little game.
I have a little game you want to play.
You know what? It's on him that I wanted to play hide the salami.
Because that opens the door for you to be a smartass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's on him.
Temple and Trash is coming up next right here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Also heard on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm not a big NFL draft person, if you will. I usually don't give a rat's ass about the NFL draft, right? Even though it's a big party and there's what you call pageantry.
It is pageantry.
There's some pageantry. Yep, is it in Detroit this year?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Detroit.
Because I kind of watched it that one year they did in Nashville. It was a big deal.
Nashville was good. So was Vegas.
Yeah.
Vegas was good.
So they're doing it in Detroit, and you said we have the 12th pick?
We have the 12th pick tonight. Yep.
And so are we hoping for that quarterback?
I think so.
Even though we got another quarterback?
Well, I saw yesterday where Sean Payton has said that quarterback is a priority.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's a first round or later on.
That's sad for the new quarterback we just got.
Yeah.
For him to hear that there's a quarterback priority. He's like, hey, what about me?
Yeah.
Hello?
No, I agree. I think it is, sends a bad message to a guy that just landed here.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll see what happens. Speaking of sports, Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy, in case you don't know, those are golfers. I know y'all know Tiger Woods, but maybe not Rory McIlroy. Anyway, they're going to get a large, huge payout from the PGA Tour because they stayed and didn't go to, what's the other thing called?
Live.
They didn't go to Live Golf, which is that Saudi Arabia kind of thing. Woods is expected. Tiger Woods is going to get $100 million from the PGA.
Yeah.
For showing his loyalty. I show my loyalty here every day.
And he barely plays.
Exactly.
He barely plays anymore.
But don't we show our loyalty every day?
We do, Jamie.
And what do they give us?
They gave
us a Yeti cup.
Yeah, a Yeti cup. That's right. We did get one for Christmas, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I like Yeti.
It had our name on it.
Yeah.
I know, but it's not $100 million.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's a Yeti cup.
Yeah.
I mean, like, let's put it in perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. McIlroy will get $50 million as part of the newly created for-profit PGA Tour Enterprises. It is shocking, by the way, how much money the PGA, the Professionals Golfers Association, has in this pool. They have $750 million cash just hanging around.
You got to admire Tiger's dedication to the PGA Tour, though, because Liv, if you remember, offered him $1 billion.
Yeah, they sure did.
$1 billion to come over and play. Nope, he didn't go.
No.
He gets $100 million.
But how does the PGAs have $750 million?
Yeah, I don't know where this money came from. It was something about a pool that they put together, yeah. And they were putting it to give bonuses to guys that stayed. I don't know. I don't know where the money came from.
Reggie Bush. Now, is Reggie Bush the one that made Kim Kardashian famous?
Yeah.
Okay. Reggie Bush is a football player, and he made Kim Kardashian famous because the video.
No.
No.
But he wasn't the video.
Oh.
He dated her afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, but he wasn't the video?
No.
Who was the video?
What was his name?
Ray J.
Ray J.
Okay.
Yeah, something right.
So Reggie Bush was the after.
Yeah.
He sloppy, was after. Sloppy seconds.
Yeah.
As we like to call it.
Yeah.
He will be giving back his Heisman Trophy. I didn't even know this. He had to give it back in 2010. It's been gone for a long time, right?
Yeah.
After the NCAA sanctions for USC, which included Bush receiving improper benefits during his time with the Trojans from 2003 to 2005. And so I guess they looked back into it and everything's changed. And so they gave back his Heisman Trophy.
I wonder what changed. No sense to me.
I think because now you can receive benefits from companies.
It's probably like the portal and everything like
that. Yeah, but then it was illegal.
Yeah, but just like I think they're letting people out for pot, you know? It was illegal.
Because the laws changed.
Yeah, and all that stuff. So, good for him. He can have his Heisman Trophy back. Is it this? What is this one?
Yeah, that's it.
It is that?
Yeah.
Did you guys know what I did?
The
guess. Tebow. Wait, I know, but I was asking them to guess what I did.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
It was the Tebow. It was the Tim Tebow.
It's the Tebow, yeah.
I hope we draft him.
Who?
Tim.
Oh, get him back in the league?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's up for a draft.
I think he'll go early in the round.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, he'll go first or second.
Shoot.
I mean, how do you leave that guy on the
show? I'm telling you. Yeah. Right? Even Lady Gaga did the Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Like and he's so motivational. I mean,
he is.
He speaks to the masses and just gets everyone hyped up.
You need to turn up his microphone because I can barely hear him.
It's up.
It is?
Yeah. Is it?
I can't
it's all
really
the way.
Hear.
Hello?
I can barely hear
him. We had this
you.
Problem the last time you were in that room.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to turn yours up.
I don't know. I'm trying. Hold on.
Okay. Because I feel like you're low, but I'm not in my car. So
These are all new configurations.
Oh, that's better, I think.
Is that better?
Working? Yeah.
Thank okay. you. Okay.
Yeah, because now I can hear. Anyway, going back to Tim, do you follow him?
Yeah.
I do too. He's very motivational.
He really is.
Yeah, he's very motivational.
Yeah, he is.
He's like that guy that says, giddy up.
Yes.
Yeah, every day he has that guy.
He puts a lot of scripture out there.
Yeah, he sure does. He's a very, very, he loves God.
God-fearing.
He loves God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Matty Healy, who supposedly the Taylor Swift album is all about, the Tortured Poets Department. She wrote a buttload of songs. Even the one that I think is a really mean title, The World's Tiniest Man or Smallest Man or whatever it was. It's supposed to be all about Maddie. Well, anyway, they caught him on the street and they asked him about hearing her new album.
Here it is. How would you rate your Taylor diss track compared to the 30 others?
My diss track?
Yeah, Taylor's new song.
I haven't really listened to that much of it, but...
He said, I really haven't listened to very much of it, but I'm sure it's good.
Oh, he's a liar.
He's listened to all of it.
Exactly.
And
you
he
know.
Went on YouTube and got the lyrics and went through the lyrics with it. Yeah. Did the whole
There's
thing.
There's no way he didn't analyze every single song.
I agree with you.
I would just to see if it's true.
I know. Like,
he made crap up.
Wouldn't you be so mad if some of it's a lie and it's in a song?
I would. Yeah.
You're like, that's not true. I only played Fortnite one time. Christina Applegate. This is kind of gross. I feel sorry for this girl. She has been through the ringer, man. Anyway, she talks about how she was really sick one time.
I have something called sapovirus. We have kind of traced it back to takeout.
Wow.
Salad.
From where?
Not going to say. I woke up at 3:00 in the morning in a pool of...
Oh, Christina. Oh, my God.
Didn't know what happened. And having MS at 3:00 in the morning and trying to change your sheets, it's not fun. But this brings me to my next point, which we can talk about. I'm wearing diapers. Yeah, wearing diapers.
I feel so bad for her. She's been through it, man. You hate salad. BJ's scared of salad.
Well, a bag salad.
Yeah, he's afraid of bag salad.
I don't like bag
salad.
But
not Boeing jets.
Mm-mm. No, I'll fly.
He'll fly.
But don't you even think about giving me a salad out of a bag.
Don't give him the bag salad, man.
No.
That stuff is scary.
See, there's just too many cases that pop up.
I totally buy bag salad.
I do, too.
Every couple months.
We don't even rinse it. We just do it straight out of the bag.
Really? I at least rinse it. I don't know if that gets rid of E. coli.
I know.
But every time I buy the bag of salad, I think of BJ. And he's in the back of my... I literally do. I'm not even kidding. You're in my head. And as I'm grabbing it, putting it, I'm like... BJ said, don't buy this.
I know, but it's so convenient.
I've got it in my head that I look at it and it looks like bacteria.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Does. Oh, my God.
I hope I never think that way.
I know. Now that's going to be in my head. Oh, my God. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget. 7:30 this morning.
I love them.
Imagine Dragons, they'll be at Red Rocks. We've got your tickets. We'll give them away this morning. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show and the Odyssey app. A free app for your phone. Take us anywhere. The podcast is there. It's going to be an okay day today. I think the rain's going to move in later on this evening. And then rain.
So Friday Saturday, and Saturday?
Sunday.
Okay. Oh, even Sunday? Oh, I'm sorry, what was that sound? Oh.
3 days of rain.
Dude, my lawn guy, he has ghosted me.
It's because you owe him money.
I owe him $60.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd ghost for $60.
$60. It's not like $6,000 or $600. It's $60.
I think, though, here's the way I see it, JB. Okay? Yeah. And I think, you know me, I'm the king of common sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if I'm a landscaper, and I don't care if they owe me $25, it just says a lot about a person. So I don't know if I want to touch their weeds.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I want to stay out of your weeds. If you're going to owe me any money at all, then, you know, this says a lot. Now, let's not take into account that I owed you $250 for 4 weeks, okay?
Right.
Let's not, no, that's different because that's me and you, and we're buddies, it's okay with buddies.
I don't have Venmo on my phone. I refuse to put Venmo on my phone. I know it's a weird thing, but it's just I don't bank on my phone at all. I don't have any kind of Wells Fargo app. I don't have any, there's no way to bank on my phone.
I get it.
I just don't.
I get it.
So he only takes Venmo, and I was like, well, I don't have it.
Has he sent you an invoice?
Yeah, he sent me an invoice.
Oh, boy, that's good enough right there. That's good enough. Says a lot about a person.
No, I texted him. I said, hey, I need a yard cleanup and mulch and all the things. And I said, I know I owe you $60, so I have cash for you available and whatever else, you know.
I had
and then I wrote back. He never responded.
Yeah.
So then I waited a week and then I wrote, hello.
Well, especially since you're reaching out and you want more done.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, yeah. And then I'll get my $60 on top of that.
And then I waited for a week and then I wrote, hello? Just the word hello and nothing.
So last week, I paid $65 just to be embarrassed. And that's a really crappy feeling.
Yeah, okay? That must be.
So I called this company that listens to our show. They're called Greenkeepers. Okay?
Oh, maybe I need to call them.
And Angela listens to our show.
Okay.
And she kind of, you know, books the guys to go out or whatever. Well, she contacted me about the spring and, you know, sprinklers and all that. They come to my house and literally turn on the sprinklers.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. And then they give me some tips for the yard or whatnot. But they turn on the sprinkler and I'm thinking, I should be able to do that.
I should be able to do that.
I mean, it was one button.
Yeah.
Just turn it.
Yeah.
Okay. I should be able to do that.
You can YouTube it.
And I'm like, and I paid $65. Great price. It was fine. It was fine. That's their rate. And then they left. And I thought, I just paid $65 to look and like a moron.
It literally took them 5 minutes, I bet.
Yeah.
Because I did that the first year that we moved into our house because I had no idea what I was doing.
Right.
And then after that, after I saw what you did and I paid like $55, I was like, never again will I have them come over and turn on the sprinkler.
And he just got his sprinkler system, so it's going to be on YouTube. You know how to do it.
It's so easy.
Because I looked up my sprinkler system on YouTube and I can't find my box.
Because it's so old.
It's so old that nobody has how to do it.
That's rare though.
And so I tried to turn it on myself. You guys, I told you this. I came from upstairs.
Yeah.
And my kid was outside and he was power washing. And I came upstairs. And I'm soaked. I'm soaked. And he goes, what happened? I go, I don't know. It just shot out of the pipes in the basement.
The easiest tasks. And we can't even do it.
Can't even do it at all.
I tried,
but it shot out of the wall. And I mean, it was like I was a comic character.
Yeah, because you probably had that little cap loose on the pipe,
and it
right?
just shot out. Yeah, I don't know. It just shot out. And because I was so shocked, I stayed in front of it. I didn't even move for a second because I was like, what is happening? Anyway, yeah.
Well, right. Call Greenkeepers.
Okay,
call Angela.
I will
She'll
do that.
Take care of you,
okay.
Man. All right. Target. This is a bad idea, man. Didn't they announce yesterday or the day before that they're going to lock up everything in every single store?
Yeah, and I thought maybe it was just going to be, you know, we see those videos all the time on Reels and TikTok of people just ransacking the place. So yeah. I get why they'd have to lock them up in like Oakland.
Certain areas.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I get that.
Because, I mean, that's Oakland is a zoo right now.
My wife and I were on the way to the airport. It's been a while. And we stopped at a Walgreens out east and going, you know, toward Pena Boulevard, and everything was locked up. And I said to her, I'll never go in there again.
Yeah.
I'll never go again. It's such a pain. Because usually...
Well, you can't find anybody to unlock it.
No. There's one or two people inside the place, and you've got three or four customers. How the hell do you get any service, you know?
And I saw the Targets that are locking up. They're even locking up their underwear. I saw the all the men's underwear are behind glass.
Although, if you think about it, that's pretty easy to steal. Underwear?
Well, yeah, I guess so. But if you have to steal underwear, maybe it's okay. Like, take it.
If you're having to lock up everything, you're just probably weeks of going out of business.
It's going to be a pain, that's for sure. Yeah,
All right, here's the guy talking about Target. And my question to you at 51059, if Target locks up everything in every single store, I don't care where you are, will you still go?
Yeah.
Because I don't think I will.
It's going to be a pain.
Here's the audio.
I just spoke to some Target employees, and they just confirmed with me that they will be rolling this out to every Target location in the country. So Targets all across America are going to start locking up everything. This is not the country I grew up in. What's happening in America? America?
He didn't say it right. You got to say America. You got to say America. Dude, if you want to get it across on one of the platforms.
You got to mean it, man.
Yeah, you got to say it like America. You own a gun.
America.
America.
America. That's what we got out of that.
I really think that it's going to kill business.
And so what you guys don't understand is that on the video that he just played, the guy is walking around a Target showing like the underwear locked up, everything locked up in that store.
That video. Yeah.
It's crazy. And it's such a pain. I agree with you. Like even my Walgreens has some stuff locked up and I'm like, I'm not going to ask for this.
In my head, you walk into a Target once this happens. And it's just going to be nothing but cages.
Yeah.
It's going to look weird. It's like you're going to be in a prison or something.
And what stops, if you're a smash and grabber already, what stops you from taking a baseball bat inside there and just going ahead and hitting the glass?
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, because they're already just taking shopping carts and just pushing it through with all the items. They don't care about the glass.
The one that we went to in Walgreens out to east, that thing was nothing but metal cages.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It wasn't glass.
Okay.
It wasn't plexiglass or anything like that. Everything was in metal cages that you could actually, you know.
Yeah.
That'd
be harder to get into.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's going to kill the business.
I do, too. I agree with you.
And I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know if they can do that nationwide.
I don't know.
Every Target that they have.
That's going to be costly.
All right. BJ, Jamie, Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. Ooh. On the Odyssey app. Get it. It's free. Coast to coast. We're on, man. 45 degrees right now. Rain and forecast.
The first severe weather day of 2024 is headed our way today, Thursday, with a chance for large hail, damaging wind gusts, and a few tornadoes. Currently, the greatest area of concern remains east of Greeley. Dun, dun, dun.
Holy moly.
Oh, my God. If you're in Greeley, take shelter.
I did see that.
I mean, later.
I saw Dave Frazier last night.
Yeah.
And he said if you're on I-76 headed out toward Sterling, Fort Morgan, that area, that you're going to get some heavy stuff today.
Yeah.
But
big
for the metro, we're okay.
Big hail in East Greeley.
Yeah.
Big hail.
Yeah. You know what this is?
What? Oh, God.
They're here.
That is deafening.
The cicadas.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's funny you play this because it says in South Carolina, people have been calling the police because of this noise that they've been hearing. They said the police department has been receiving multiple calls about people hearing noises that sound like a siren, a whine, or a roar. And in case you didn't know, that right there is the sound of the male cicadas that are mating, or they're in distress because they can't find a hot chick.
That's exactly the way I sound.
Yeah, yeah. Well, imagine you've been underground for 5 years and hadn't had sex.
Well, I can relate.
Yeah, right? You'd be angry, too.
Man, oh man. Now here's a question for you, for you that listens to our show. Are you even familiar with cicadas? I mean, how much is Colorado familiar with it? Because I've never really heard of infestation of cicadas in Colorado.
Yeah, supposedly we're not really supposed to get them, but I don't understand how they know where the state line is, because I was just watching a guy, and he gets them in Montana.
And you get them in Montana, but they don't come south.
I don't
but
know.
But they got them in South Carolina. That doesn't make sense.
I know that they're all along the East Coast. They're also in Illinois, Tennessee, all that. But then they seem to kind of stop.
At the Mississippi?
At the Colorado border.
Oh.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, hell no, not Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
but
get
But I feel
it.
Like I saw one yesterday. I'm
you
not going to lie. I feel like
Where'd
I saw
Where'd you
one.
See it at?
I saw it at 7-Eleven.
You saw a cicada?
Mm-hmm.
At 7, what, just one cicada?
Just one cicada. Yep. He was next to a Slurpee.
Yeah. I will say this.
And he was like this. He's holding his head. He's like, oh my God, I got a headache from the Slurpee.
He got brain freeze.
Yeah, he got brain freeze. Right,
look,
okay,
I will
that
say
didn't
this.
Happen. I'm totally making that up. That never Listen. Happened. I did see a cicada, and it was on the ground at 7-Eleven, but he wasn't having a Slurpee.
If you see just one cicada, because I thought I saw one yesterday on a window back
oh,
here in the sales department.
Oh, you can't take my story.
I thought I saw one. I did.
Really?
I even told the people that were sitting there that
okay,
I think it's
Schmidel.
A cicada.
Okay,
listen to me. Listen. But here's my point. Here's my point. If you see one cicada by itself, that is one lonely
cicada.
Cicada.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Cicada.
Cicada.
Right? That
yeah.
is a
lot. Oh, you just got me thrown off. That
I know.
So
I double questioned myself. I was like, what?
What?
They need millions of them to reproduce, and then one single. This must be a terrible dating area for cicadas.
Oh, I bet it is, because there's not a lot of chicks around
right.
there.
You don't have a lot of option when it comes to your mating
it's
call.
It's like being in Alaska or something.
Yeah, rounding up somebody.
It says in Colorado that they're mainly along waterways in southeastern Colorado, but they have been in Boulder, too.
They've also been at the 7-Eleven.
Drinking a Slurpee.
Yeah, in
Centennial.
Yeah.
I guess there's an infestation on the East Coast.
Oh, my God. Did you see the pictures?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God. It is so I know that they're harmless, and I know that they don't eat crops or anything bad, you know, and they literally are harmless. But they are crawling on everything. This guy is out with his family having a picnic, and they're just crawling over the... Oh, my God. It's so awful.
It's so gross.
It is so gross.
It just seems so nasty.
And I'm only watching the video. I'm obviously not there. And I'm creeped out. And they're just everywhere. They're true bugs.
I don't like bugs.
I know. They're
Especially
everywhere.
Millions of
yeah.
them. And they do. You're right. I've not seen these pictures, but I remember in the past being in Tennessee, and everything is covered by these cicadas. Everything is.
Yeah. Yeah. But here, they just drink a Slurpee. What am I doing?
And they're very lonely.
Oh, they are very lonely cicadas.
I saw a story. We can't find the audio because I posted it several days ago.
Uh-huh.
But some, I guess, a chef in, I think, Kentucky or somewhere says they're delicious.
Cicadas?
Yeah.
He uses them in his menu in his restaurant.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think that's they are? No.
Well, the video has him actually
preparing
a meal.
Is he frying them or
meal.
Something?
Yeah. Yeah, he's kind of been frying pan.
Really. Oh, this guy's making a cicada scampi.
Cicada scampi.
Yeah. That's what he calls it, cicada scampi.
I'm going to go ahead and pass on that one.
You found it?
I don't know if it's the guy that you're talking about, but this guy has a video of cicada
no.
That's it.
No,
that's it.
No,
that's it.
No,
eat the
no,
cicadas,
no,
man.
Thank you.
That's a good way to get rid of them, though.
Is to eat them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, put them in the old scampi.
I'll keep that in mind.
7:30 this morning. Imagine Dragons tickets are coming up. New Kids on the Block at 8:30.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Big NFL draft tonight. If you're into the draft, you're going to love it. You're going to have a party, probably. The Broncos will be picking number 12. What they're going to do, we have no idea.
Yeah, I guess it's going to be what, in Detroit, right?
Nuggets tonight. Take it on the Lakers. Game 3. Man, if the Lakers don't win tonight, they're done.
I know.
Yeah.
I hope they throw fit again. That was pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, it was fun, wasn't it?
It was.
Hope
I still love that mic drop. You know, we should have that thing in a BJ and Jamie. Like, BJ and Jamie, he made a shot. Plunk. And just go on. Because I love that audio. That's my favorite audio clip. Because the guy was, whatever his name was.
I just wish he was a little louder. You know?
I don't know. That microphone was pretty good.
Boom!
Pretty good.
Drop the mic and leave. All right, that's on tonight. So if you're going to stay up, I think it starts at 8. I'm pretty sure it's 8 o'clock.
Have you guys ever had a friend, a partner, a husband, a lover, whatever, that just doesn't hear you at all? Like, at all? Just doesn't even care about anything that's going on with your life? Just doesn't hear you? Anybody been married to anything like that? Anybody worked with somebody like that? Just doesn't even hear you. Doesn't even hear you at all.
What's your point?
I'm just asking. Have you ever had that?
Jamie, you're sitting over here. Let me explain what Jamie's doing, okay? And you tell me if you tune this out or not, all right? They flashed up a graphic a few minutes ago on the news. Now, I hadn't seen the snow thing, but Jamie saw it
Sunday
first
night,
time.
We're going to get what? Snow.
No.
Yes. That's what I'm flipping out about. Sunday night, 11 o'clock.
That's the thing about you, Carson. You always sound like you care.
See? And that's why you I do. Like him better than you.
You do. Now, I know you don't. I know you really don't. I mean, we all know that.
No, he
but
does care.
But you do
care.
Sound like.
No, he does care because he's shocked you.
He doesn't care about the snow if it comes. We live in Colorado.
But it's too late. I'm done. It's April 25th.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Get it till Mother's Day.
Yeah, but for the second weekend in a row, it's going to be crappy out.
Exactly.
Come on. I'm totally over it.
Oh, my God. See? This is why I like you, because you care and you can hear me. And so I was telling BJ, I go, oh, my God, it's going to snow. I'm like, just flip it out. I'm like, it's going to snow Sunday night. I didn't even know this. I just bought all this brand new Lululemon crap, like so adorable stuff. You know what that is.
Ready to go hiking.
Yes, adorable. And I even bought all the cute skirts and everything because they're having a little sale. And with my credit card, they give me some money back. Anyways, the whole thing. And I'm trying to show BJ my adorable skirts.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't care, Jamie. And I was like, oh, my God, yes, you have to care because I can't have this wardrobe, God. this adorableness, and then go and get my winter stuff. Like,
listen,
I'm done
listen,
with winter.
Listen.
I don't want to get out a coat. Well, I want to wear my adorable skirts.
Okay.
And I even said the word adorbs.
At some point, the weather will clear up, and you and Carson can wear your skirts. You can wear
saying,
your Lulu,
you
Carson.
Don't understand,
you'll be able
like,
to wear
us,
your Lulu.
Some of us put yeah. away our winter stuff, yeah. you know, and like bring out the spring and summer collections. I don't really do that, but I know some people do. I'm done with the snow. I'm done.
Well, that's why it pays to be T-shirt 365, baby, you know, all year long.
Did you see the whole pickleball collection?
Yeah, I saw that.
Isn't it adorable?
Yeah, it's adorable. Can't wear it in the snow.
No.
Were you expecting snow Sunday night?
No, I was not expecting that. Exactly. I knew it was going to rain all weekend. Yeah. I was prepared for that, but not snow.
Me too. I thought it was going to be a warm
prepared.
Rain. We're Sunday
prepared,
night, 11 p.m.
Oh, just not God. Prepared. Just not prepared around here for 2 inches of snow.
I'm just saying, maybe you could hear me. Just maybe hear me. Maybe
I
be
heard
my...
you. I just blocked you out, all.
I know, but like even this morning when I walked in, I said, oh my God, I spilled my trash everywhere. And you're like, not me. I took a shower. I smell so fresh. And I was like, this isn't even about you.
I tried to get her to sniff me.
He's like, I took a shower. I smell so clean.
I bought some new deodorant.
I'm like, I smell like trash. And he's like, why has everything got to be
beautiful,
for you?
Beautiful, beautiful.
I came in. I needed somebody. No, I have nobody. I don't even have a partner that can hear me.
There was a story from yesterday. You saw this, Jamie. And then last night, I saw some video and some news articles on it. The airlines, I guess they've got to give you cash now. You love this, don't you?
This is a great idea. Because,
it's about time. It really is.
Yeah. So if you've ever had a flight canceled or whatever, they give you these vouchers. And then they're in your system and you forget about them.
I think there should be a law that every store, airlines, every service out there, if you get canceled for some reason, it's not store credit, it's not airline vouchers, it's cash.
I agree.
If you pay cash, you should get your cash back.
I agree with
that.
You
should always have an option, right?
Why are you passionate about that but not my skirts? Ugh.
New federal rules announced today that they're requiring airlines to cough up cancellation cash for frustrated flyers who don't accept alternative transportation or travel credits that are offered.
From now on, when your flight is canceled for any reason, you are entitled to an automatic cash refund, and it has to be prompt.
So that also includes delays, meaning 3 hours for domestic flights and 6 hours for international. Plus, if there's another significant change to your itinerary, you can also get your money back. Refunds must be issued within 7 days for a credit card and 20 days for other forms of payment. These new rules announced by the Department of Transportation also require airlines to be upfront about hidden fees for baggage, changing flights, and more.
That's another thing I don't like either, is when you have to wait days upon days to get your money back.
Well, now it's going to be 7, so that's really good. good. And I bet you anything, these airlines, because this is going to hit them right between the eyes. I bet you anything, they'll say, like, okay, we can give you your cash back of $299, whatever your flight was, or we can give you $350 in a voucher.
Yeah, they'll have to up the ante.
Yeah, they're going to do that because they know people like me forget they're in the system and then they expire.
Yeah.
I bet they start doing that.
Yeah, probably, so they can hang on to the cash.
Yeah, because this is not fun for them at all.
Man, I really think, though, that you should that should have happened a long time ago, getting cash back.
I know, but just be happy now.
Because there might be people that just travel like once a year.
I know, but just be happy for it now.
I am happy for it now. Okay. I do want it now. Okay. I just wish it had happened a long time ago for people.
Right, well, we can't live in the past.
Well, no, we can't. My God.
We're going to move forward. Yeah. Okay? And we're going to be happy about this. Woo! Let's go. Yeah. 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 All right.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, that's it. That's all I got.
So tired.
That's all I got.
I'm exhausting
Dan
today.
They wore me down.
I am. Like, literally, he's just like done. Like, he keeps coming leaving. He keeps leaving and, like, not even staying in here with me.
He's coming just standing outside the door.
Yes. Coming up next, we'll go through the Lulu collection.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, my God. It is Thursday. I'm so excited that tomorrow's going to be Friday. I am kind of bummed about the whole weather situation, but BJ is going to Monster Truck.
I am excited.
Yeah.
And so is Frog. We are going to go down to Monster Truck. It's going to be muddy. They're
I know. Gonna that's going to make it even better,
in the
right?
Mud, man.
It's going to be so great.
It's going to be fun.
Ophthalmologists, this isn't really tabloid, but I was going to tell you this. Ophthalmologists are saying that because we stare at our screens so much, because we get up, like, all right, it's dead dark, right? It's just dark. And then all of a sudden you wake up, and what do? You turn on your screen, and I guess it's frying our eyeballs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a study yesterday saying that the majority of Americans, it was high, it was like 90%, look at their phone within the first 10 minutes of waking up.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Within the first minute.
Let me ask you this. Does an alarm count? If your phone is your alarm,
yeah.
And you reach over to turn it off.
No, because that's just you.
That's not.
It, yeah.
Okay, no, I don't.
I look at it. I like actually scroll.
Yeah, I'm part of the 10%.
Really?
I do not look at my phone.
As soon
until
as the alarm goes off, I then turn on my phone and I start to doom scroll.
Yeah. Well, I don't scroll right away. Like, I don't go on Instagram. That's probably the second thing I do. But I definitely check for any text messages that I may have missed overnight.
Right.
Because I put mine on Do Not Disturb. After like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I just go to Google what's trending just to see if there's any, like, I don't know why. Like, to see if I missed any, like, I don't know, was there a nuclear war or something?
Yeah.
Well, you never know overnight, though.
I know, right? And it's pretty, like, usually I see, like, all the stuff I missed. I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm not happy that I looked at it, to be honest with you, because it's all doom and gloom. But anyway, yeah, so that's why we're frying our eyeballs, because we go from total darkness, which I do this, and I don't have it on that safety light or whatever. It goes full bright screen to my eyeballs, which is so unhealthy for my eyeballs, because I'm in, like, here's me. You ready? I'm going to do a reenactment.
Okay. Is that you sleeping?
Yes.
Is that it? Yeah. Okay.
Because it's adorable. All right. Right? Gotcha. Obviously, my mouth is not open. I'm
not
drooling.
Not a snoring. Yeah.
Anything like that. Like, I'm not. I'm a pretty sleeper.
Yeah. Okay.
Like that. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I turn on my alarm, and then my eyeballs. Oh my God.
Wow. I didn't realize such danger.
Yeah. It is. It's it's really not good. Although I went to the ophthalmologist, and he told me, so weird. He said, did you get both vaccines? I said, I did. And he goes, yeah, that's why you can't see.
Hmm.
I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, we're hearing this all over the place. People that got vaccines, they can't see anymore.
Yeah.
Like, okay, thank you.
You think there's no other information?
I don't know.
Have you seen that anywhere else?
I haven't, but I don't know why he would lie.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, he's an MD, so I don't know. Maybe he said that his study group is seeing it a lot. And I was like, well, at least he's in a study group. He's, you know, he's not so, I know everything. I don't talk with other doctors.
To me, it's so hard, or I would think it would be, to relate anything back to the vaccine. You know what I mean? Like vision, soreness, arthritis, whatever. It would be really hard to link it back, I would think.
I will tell you, and I don't know if you had this happen, Carson, but after I got all those shots to go to Thailand, I will say that I'd horrible like joint pain after I got those shots.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we did. I mean, even when we went to Bali, we had to get
all those
shots. Yeah, just as many as you did. I didn't notice anything.
Maybe just because I don't like to hike. I just felt like when I was over there hiking, everything hurt.
Yeah, I didn't notice anything. But then again, I could have been like, I could have thought like maybe my soreness or something was due to like
something
working
else.
Out.
Yeah, and I think that's what BJ is talking about. It's like you don't know what to take it back to.
You have no idea what to associate. Yeah. I've got a shoulder that's hurting. It feels like a rotator cuff.
Yep.
But I also think that it possibly could have been the vaccine thing. I don't know.
Who knows?
But I don't think there's any way to tell.
Yeah. I mean, I just blamed it on all those Thailand vaccines because I was getting some weird crap injected in my mouth.
I will say this. I wish I'd never gotten the shot.
Really?
Yeah,
You're not
really
allowed
to
say that, I don't think.
Why not?
I don't know.
I'm allowed to say that.
People get weird. You know how
I don't care if people get weird. I got the shot.
I know, but you know how people all get weird.
Yeah, but I'm going to say point blank, I wish I'd never gotten it. I really do.
I don't think you're alone. I mean, I don't mind that I got it. I don't think it did anything to me. Only the doctor said that one thing about my eyeballs or whatever. But I don't care that I got
it. What bothers me that if you go look up the shot now, everything you see on it, there's not a bit of good news out there.
Yeah.
Not a bit. Everything is doom and gloom.
I just know that I know of two people that actually died and they didn't get the shot. So I wish they were still here and had gotten the shot.
I just wish we didn't rush it as much as we did.
Right.
Like, because
you wish you'd never gotten it?
No, because at the time, I was just doing it to everyone does their part and everything like that.
Right.
I was in that. But now I don't really have a regret.
I don't either.
Maybe if I had some side effects or something that I was.
I regret all the Thailand shots. That for sure, I will say. I feel like that was. I mean, when you're getting some, what's that one for your brain?
Like typhoid.
Yeah,
a typhoid
shot.
like stuff I couldn't even pronounce.
Exactly. And when you're getting like six shots to go to Thailand, you're like, what in the hell am I doing?
And I got like, I had to get four rabies shots.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was going to get scratched by a monkey.
Monkey?
And then have to come back to the United States like 2 days into our trip because they can't treat you.
And I feel like they upsell all those shots.
Oh, for sure. Like looking back on it, I didn't need rabies.
Exactly.
There was no way a monkey was going to scratch me.
I know.
But I thought some monkey was going to jump on my back and just,
And they literally upsell you. I mean, you go in there and they make you feel horrible if you don't buy all these shots.
Yeah, like
if
something's going to happen to you and your vacation's gone.
Yeah, you're dead over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're dead over there. And you're in Asia and you're going to die.
$1 million for flight for life from,
exactly.
From Thailand to the U.S.
God, it's true. Hey, we're supposed to be doing Tabloid Trash, which I did not get to. But more importantly, everybody's begging for the Imagine Dragons tickets.
Got it coming up.
Okay, so we were supposed to do that at 7:30. We're just running a little bit late, French. Just a little bit late. Don't panic. We remembered, kind of, until you texted us. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid Trash.
Oh, got it covered. Red Rocks Amphitheater. Going to be one incredible show. Imagine Dragons. You want tickets? We got them.
I can't wait for this show. It's going to be at Red Rocks Amphitheater. It's going to be in October, which is going to be like perfect. Imagine Dragons on sale today at 10 a.m. So don't forget about that. They go on sale today at 10 a.m. Or you can be colored. Is it 19? What? Don't we usually, do we do 19 of them?
Yeah,
weird. All the time. See, that's those tie shots in my head, in my brain. You can get a pair of tickets right now, 303-22-ALICE.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, my God. Man. You and I are different people. Can I tell you why? Because you're over there like, Jamie, did you hear about that lady that ate some raw soup? She got botulism?
She did.
And you're like, yeah. She's paralyzed. And
now they have a warning out. They have a warning out for the state of Colorado about your leftovers.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you can get botulism?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I guess she ate soup that she bought at a supermarket, and she's paralyzed now.
She's paralyzed?
Yeah, she was in Aspen.
Yeah, and she just ate some raw soup.
She was just visiting.
That's awful.
Yeah, she ate some soup.
So he says that, I just want to give you behind this, behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So he like throws that at to me, you know, like back and forth. And so I go, no, I didn't hear that. But did you hear about the new $5 Taco Bell box on Taco Tuesdays? It's from May 5th, right? And it's, I mean, not May 5th. It's April 23rd. It started on Taco Tuesday, the 23rd. $5, you get four tacos. It's crazy.
Woo-wee!
It is pretty cool. Listen, the Cantina Chicken, the Crispy Taco, the Crunchy Taco, the Doritos Loco whatever taco, a medium drink for $5. You can't get any food for $5 anymore.
Now, you be the judge. Yeah. You're listening to the program at 51059. This is the way it went back and forth. I talked about botulism in the food, okay? Uh-huh. Jamie came back with Taco Tuesday, okay? Now, I came back with a crazy lady. I think her name is like Crackhead Barney.
She is bizarre.
Crackhead Barney, I think they call her. Yeah. She was with an altercation with Alec Baldwin just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, you probably saw it. She went up to Alec Baldwin at the Starbucks. Look, I'm not a fan of Alec Baldwin, but what she did was just not right. She's just a bitch.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with you. You don't attack people. Who gives you the right to treat people like that? I don't get it.
And she's just, I mean, he's on a phone call. He's just in Starbucks. He's minding his own business, and she wants him to say, free Palestine.
Free Palestine, and she berates him about being a killer.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, you should be in jail and all this stuff. Well, then yesterday, because of that scene, and that really kind of gets me too, is that people can act like a real out there, and before you know it, they're viral.
See, I said bitch out loud, and you said "Ugh."
Like, yeah,
that's
I don't
how
like
we're
to
different
say
again.
Yeah, I don't like to say the words like very, that. Very yeah. Different. But she then goes viral. Then Piers Morgan has her on his show last night. And then she shows up saying that Alec Baldwin injured her.
Yeah.
She's got on a neck brace. She's got crutches. She's got her arm in a cast. She's got her leg.
She's suing him for injuries. And if you saw the video, all he did is knock the phone out of her hand. Yeah.
And she goes just nuts. Listen to this. Listen.
I got my diaper today for you, Pierce. Do you like it?
Do you want to sit down?
Do you see the damage that Alec did to me? Do you see the damage? Look at my arm.
Now, you weren't maimed by Alec Baldwin on Monday, were you?
I was maimed.
No,
my
you weren't.
My hand is broken. My neck is broken.
No, it's
my
not.
My life. Look at my life.
Neck is broken.
She is something. She is on all kinds of whatever.
I do like the neck brace move, though.
But why is she wearing a diaper? I mean, come on. She's so ridiculous.
Her name is Crackhead Barney.
I guess. My God. So ridiculous. Well,
what's going on in this world?
I don't know.
Folks, what is going on?
All I know is there's a taco box for $5. I think it's a great deal. Pretty stoked about it.
Back to that.
I mean, you can't get food for $5.
Which of the three stories do you like best?
I'm uplifting, at least. You have people are paralyzed from soup and some crackhead. I mean, my God, this is nuts.
All right, Nuggets game tonight. You're going to be watching?
I should be at the
game.
Did
you ever hear back from her?
No, of course I didn't.
Nope. Son of a gun.
Yeah.
Jamie knows the owner of the LA Lakers very well.
I used to.
Yeah,
that song's that yeah. I used yeah. to yeah. know. Yeah. It's about me and Jeannie.
She's been hit up for tickets. Well, no, she's been given tickets.
I never hit her up
several
for tickets.
Times.
I would never ask anybody for tickets.
And now she...
Would you?
Well, you reached out for her a couple of days ago.
No, not for tickets. I asked her to be on the air.
You reached out to her.
I asked her to just be on the air to clear it up with you.
But you didn't think that might lead to tickets?
I would never ask her for tickets, ever
That's the only reason I'd be doing it.
No way. No, yeah. We were friends. I would never ask her for tickets.
No, it's the only reason I'd do it, I said.
Well, you and I are different. Yeah. I would never ask anybody that had the ability to get me tickets for tickets.
Really?
Yeah, just our boss, but that's because I work here. But no way. No, I've never asked her.
Oh, I'd do it.
Oh, I'd feel horrible. I had a boyfriend, Fancy Pants. He'd be like, hey, why don't you ask Jeannie if we can get tickets? I'm like, I'm not calling her and asking her for tickets. Right. I said, we can just buy them like everybody else.
See, I would. Oh, if God. I had a friend, if I had a friend that worked down in Empower Field, I'll give you an example. Okay. If I had a friend that worked down there and a monster truck coming to town this weekend, and if I thought he could get tickets, I'd say, hey, man, do you have any tickets?
No way.
If you've got tickets, I'd love to go. Don't kill yourself. Don't go out of the, you know, norm and order. But if you've got a couple lying around, I don't think there's any problem with that.
I do, because I hate it when my friends ask me for tickets.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like it at all. It really puts me in a bad spot.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have any friends.
Yeah, it's, well, and I don't have any tickets.
Right.
Yeah. I don't have any connections to anything, so it doesn't bother me at all if they ask. Because it's easy to say no.
Doesn't it bug you?
Yeah, because they just automatically think because we're in radio.
That we get tons.
That we know everyone, and people just like flood us with tickets. That's not the case anymore.
And I love it when they ask me if they can meet somebody.
Yeah, like a meet and greet?
Yeah, like, hey, can I meet Shawn Mendes? What? Yeah. I don't know him.
Well, like we all go backstage and we're all hanging with these artists.
Exactly.
Well, you do have more pull than the average person.
Right, but just like
and they realize that.
Yeah, but I would never ask anybody for tickets.
Well, maybe not, but I'm just saying that you do have more pull. I mean, you do get a lot of free tickets. Mm. You don't.
For us.
I mean,
but not for friends.
And most of the time it's like last minute.
Yeah. And I mean, I even feel guilty kind of asking the boss for tickets.
I rarely ask for any concert tickets.
I mean, anymore. Obviously, I'm going to go to Imagine Dragons. I'm going to ask him for those.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's the same. It's like it's for him. You know, we're a whole staff. And like if everybody's asking him for tickets, he's like, Jesus.
Yeah. Christ,
you know? Yeah. BJ has no problem with that.
With what?
Asking our boss for tickets.
No, if it's something I really want to go to, I'd do that. Yeah. But there's not a lot that I like to go to. So
Monster
it doesn't
truck,
really
man.
Matter. Woo! But if it's Monster Truck, and I had somebody that was with the inn with the Monster Truck, I'd have no problem asking them for tickets.
Yeah.
I think, and if they say no.
We're just built different.
And if they say no, then that's fine. But I don't think there's any problem with that.
If you know somebody. I understand. We just don't agree on that.
We don't agree on
that.
But I think a lot of people do agree with me.
Okay, that they can just ask people for tickets?
If they've got somebody that they know really well that's connected, I don't think they have any problem asking for tickets.
Okay.
If
anyway, weren't we talking about the Nuggets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're playing tonight.
Eight o'clock.
Game three tonight. We win tonight. It's over for the Lakers.
Yeah.
They are done, man. They're going to mail it in from there. All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live here on this Thursday morning. 47 degrees. Rain coming up for the weekend. Going to be nasty.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
We have new Kids on the Block tickets to give away coming up at 8:30. You know, they do those cruises every year, don't they?
Yeah, I watched a documentary about it. Oh my God, those women love the New Kids on the Block so much. These grown women decorate their rooms. They decorate their door to their cabin.
Yeah.
They love them. They like love
they do.
Them.
Yeah. They do. They are long, dire fans of the show.
What just happened? Did you have a stroke?
Of them. Yeah, I did. they are diehard fans
of
the New Kids on the Block and have been for years and years and years. And how those guys continue to put up with the tour with everybody on that boat. Woo, man.
You know what's funny,
hand
though?
It to them.
Yeah, I agree. That's a lot of fans.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? They have to stay in their cabin 95% of the time.
They can't
on that
go
boat.
To the pool for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to stay because the last thing you want to be is visible 24/7.
Well, can you imagine like these 40-year-old women like just screaming and you're in the pool? And they're like, come on, because they're all drunk and they're out of control.
So, yesterday I watched a video and it's a cruise with Creed.
Oh, wow. Cruise with Creed.
The cruise with Creed. It was packed.
I still think it's funny that, what's that, Kate Plus Eight, remember her with the haircut?
Yeah.
And she tried to do a cruise with all her kids, and it was canceled for lack of interest. That is, nobody wants to be canceled because of lack of interest.
No, not with a cruise, too. No.
That was so sad. You were so excited about it, too.
I was. I was like the only person booked.
You know, but going back to the New Kids on the Block, I will say, and I don't know if you guys, when you watch these guys, there, because, you know, we all got older, right? We all got older. And like, if I try to do the dance moves that I once did, I look like I'm a little bit older, like when I do a cartwheel, right? Yeah. And so when I watch the new Kids on the Block, it's just not quite what it used to be. But yeah, but they're giving it their all, but it just makes me a little uncomfortable. And you're like, oh my God. It's like watching me do a cartwheel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who was the biggest of the of that era, though? Was it New Kids on the Block? Was it Backstreet Boys? Or was it, you had 98 Degrees and NSYNC?
NSYNC, obviously.
So who was the biggest of the
group? Well, New Kids was before them.
I think the New Kids were.
But they were way before them.
Yeah, they were. They were the first.
Yeah.
They were the first of that group.
It was different eras, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you talking about as a whole?
Well, they were all in the 90s.
Okay, well, anyway.
Yeah, they were all in the 90s. New Kids on the Block was early 90s. But I wonder, of the four, who was the biggest, do you think, worldwide?
Probably NSYNC. What do you think? Maybe New Kids.
I think it's
they're
close.
In different eras, though.
I would go Backstreet Boys all the way.
You would?
Yeah.
Backstreet back all right?
Yeah. Backstreet's back.
Yeah. All right. Were they the guys in the white suits in front of a jet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was
because
a good video.
Yeah, it was a good video. That the fact that it stuck out in your brain.
Yeah.
But all the girls, I just remember all the girls in my grade. It was just Backstreet Boys all the time. Like, NSYNC kind of came out after them, but yeah, no one really cared about NSYNC. Backstreet Boys was like the deal.
Yeah, I think maybe now that you've just persuaded me that that is right.
Because they were massive.
But it was so hot in front of that jet, man.
Yeah.
God,
they
had white outfits on. I was like, I love all of
and
you.
And the wind was like, the jet wind was like blowing.
Yeah.
Now the shirts are coming off.
Oh my God, they're so hot. And now I look at it and it's so cheesy.
So tacky.
Right?
Yeah.
It is true.
And they still do shows, don't they?
I don't think so.
The Backstreet Boys?
They have, yeah. They
well,
toured.
They have a stand-up thing,
they
right?
Toured.
And they did tour. I think they toured last year,
yeah.
I want to say. Yeah.
They toured.
No,
recently.
But doesn't Joey Fatone and somebody else have a show together?
Oh,
they're coming to Denver.
It was AJ. Wasn't it AJ?
Yeah, it is. You're right. It's Joey Fatone and AJ are doing like a tour now.
Yeah, weird. Stand-up.
Yeah, where they do stand up, but they also do some of the old songs from both bands.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't either, but I guess it sells out. It's coming to Denver.
If they're going to do it, I would imagine that they do pretty good.
Tour that they did last year, I think it went very well for them.
I don't know.
I remember I went to Backstreet Boys. I think it was...
Of course you did.
I wouldn't have said
that. Listen, no, we even went backstage and like met them. We did like a meet and greet.
Oh, no!
By the way...
You had backstage passes?
We have an extra pair of new kids if you want them,
yeah,
Carson.
Right?
I'll make sure you get them.
What time are we giving those away?
Coming up at 8:30.
Okay.
8:30, your chance to win.
BJ and Jamie.
And I feel bad for Elitch Gardens this weekend. They're opening up with all that rain.
I know.
Oh,
I agree.
Man.
And then Sunday night, it's going to snow. Sunday night at like 11 p.m.
Ugh. All right, what's the controversy?
Okay.
What are you talking about over there?
This is so funny. You know how like everybody fights over politics, right? I mean, and it like ruins like families and all this?
Sure does.
Taylor Swift now is ruining friendships.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez.
It's a whole thing in the New York Post or whatever, I don't know which one. Because this girl, oh, my God, this is so funny. So this girl posted on her Instagram. She said, I'm so sorry, but I just don't get the hype with Taylor Swift. She's like, I just don't get it. I don't like the music, this new album and stuff. And now her friends aren't talking to her.
Oh, man. Wouldn't you know it?
Because
you can't be dissing the Swifties.
But it's funny because just like politics, you're not allowed to have an opinion about Taylor Swift, like at all.
Yeah.
You can't because people will just say, you know what? I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Now, I've only heard two or three of the songs that we play. Is the album just like, are you reading that it's loaded? The all 31 songs are just killers?
I haven't read any reviews about it.
I haven't either.
Yeah, I don't know.
I actually saw a couple of reviews where they kind of dissed it somewhat.
Yeah. Oh, you can't do that.
But I don't know if that's, you know, somebody that just hates Taylor and jealous or what.
But I get like the friend that isn't talking to her now because I'm kind of that weird person that like it makes me crazy. Some of my friends don't watch Real Housewives of whatever county because I don't know how we're friends because it's such a good series. All the different Real Housewives of, you know, all of them or whatever. But some of my friends in the friend group, they don't watch it. And it shocks me. And I can't believe it. Well, I don't know how we're friends.
That's kind of you, though.
No, I know. I just said that.
No. What I'm saying is that you're also the type person that if somebody doesn't like anything, that you like, then you just don't see it.
I don't.
How can you not?
So that's why. That's why I'm relating to this woman, this Taylor Swift woman. Is like, I get it because I'm like, how am I friends with Sarah? I really like Sarah, but she doesn't watch any of the Real Housewives, and it makes me crazy. But like Kylie, she watches all the Real Housewives, and I feel like I'm closer to her.
Yeah,
because you have more in common, essentially.
I know. It's just so dumb, though. But I do judge. I do.
You do.
I do.
You're a show pusher.
I am a show pusher.
You're a show pusher.
I am,
if you find something very intriguing on Netflix or wherever, I mean, you just go on and on. You got to check this out. And you may not be wrong. The person that you're talking to may absolutely love it if they just give it a try.
What?
I'm not saying you're wrong, but you really like to emphasize when you find something really good, you want to make sure that other people know about it.
But I do listen to suggestions. Like, because it makes us, I think it makes me crazy. I don't know if it makes you crazy, Carson, that BJ has never logged on to Netflix. Like, I don't even understand. Like, I can't even wrap my head around it.
Especially Full Swing.
Yeah. Like, I can't even wrap my head around it.
I don't even like golf, and I fell into that show.
Yeah. But he's never even logged on to Netflix.
Yeah. You're missing so many
much.
Good shows.
It's so much that everybody in the world's talking about. It's like, It's what we do as humans. We watch Netflix.
But from my angle, I can't wrap my head around the fact that you guys even care.
We do, though.
Because
we do a show.
I don't even understand them.
Because I think it's because we also do a show, and so we want to talk about it with you, but we can't.
Yeah, and a lot of people, like a lot of my friends anyway, we all get sucked into the same shows. And when they're talking about something and then it hits like news outlets, I'm like, all right. Well, I got to watch the show because everyone's talking about it. What's the hype about? And I get kind of just sucked into that.
I do. Yeah. And I tell you, like, the biggest like regret I had when I felt so left out and I felt like such a dirge on this show because I thought, God, I'm really missing out on talking about is Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I really felt like I let everybody down and people were like, you gotta watch it.
Just screaming at you.
Yeah. And my friend group too. They're like, how can you not watch it?
Well, you're doing the same thing to some of your friends.
Yeah, I am. I am because I gotta watch
it. That was a biggie. No doubt about it.
Yeah, it was.
That Game of Thrones. Yeah, now, is there a follow up to that?
Game of Thrones?
Does? Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, is it just gone?
I still have my Oreo cookies. I do. I have them in the pantry and they say Game of Thrones. And why I'm not opening them, I think they're going to be like worth millions someday.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Nobody wants old Oreo cookies that have never been opened that say Thrones on them.
Yeah, probably
that's
not.
It's so weird that I'm holding on to that one.
They did come out with that show House of Dragon. I remember that. And that was kind of like a spinoff.
Yeah. I think it's just gone.
Yeah.
I think it is too.
Yeah, I think it is just gone.
All right. Breaking news this morning. They say Harvey Weinstein's conviction has been overturned in New York.
Yeah.
He's going to get a new trial. I don't know what happened. Have no idea. Just informing you in case you, catch it somewhere else.
He was in for 25 years. How long has he served? Do you know?
I would guess. I have no idea to the exact.
Years?
I would say he's been in the big house for 6 years.
Really? It's been that long?
I think so, yeah. Okay. Wasn't it before the pandemic?
I
think it was.
Was it?
Yeah, I want to say it was too.
Yeah.
I think it was before.
You know,
the pandemic.
Feel like the pandemic was like yesterday, but it was really
4 years ago.
Isn't it weird?
I feel like it was just yesterday.
I do too. I always think it was like last year when I go, oh yeah, I went to Thailand right before the pandemic, like last year. What? No.
4 years ago today, we would have been about a month into the pandemic.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. 4 years ago today.
That's crazy.
So Harvey Weinstein turned his conviction overturned in New York. He's still going to be in jail because he's also convicted in L.A. or whatever. I don't know. They had some technicality or something, and they overturned it this morning. So
he's only served like 4 years.
4 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
4 years?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, he's going to be in there for quite a while, I think.
Oh,
it's going to be a while.
So weird.
BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
How about those Lakers? I mean, not Lakers. How about those Nuggets? Why did I say Lakers? I was going to play this. This is what I was going to play. The best audio in the history of audio. Number four, please.
Number four. Number four.
Can you take us through that last play? Just what happened and what unfolded? What was... I don't know if you were screened or what happened on that last play.
Jamal Murray made a shot.
Best audio ever.
See you later.
Jamal Murray made a shot.
They're mad.
I know. I said, how about those Lakers or whatever. But what I mean is, I hope they throw fit. I love it when they throw fit.
Yeah.
You know, it's so great. I mean, LeBron was mad seeing all the calls were wrong. That guy was like, he made a shot. He hit the microphone and just left. I love it when they all are babies.
Yeah, I think they kind of peaked with their fits when they were here when they lost that last game.
You think?
Because I think if they lose tonight, they already realize that the Nuggets are better. They're just a better team.
They are a better team.
And then if you lose tonight, then you're down three. You don't expect to win. No. You're done. So
and now
I think,
it's so mean on Twitter because now everybody's saying Michael Jordan. They're like, really? You thought LeBron was the GOAT? And then they're doing all these stats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's so mean. LeBron's got to be like, I'm the GOAT, man. And they're like, no, you're not a GOAT. You're actually a goat.
Yeah, if we drub them tonight and this thing's over. I think it's over anyway.
All right, the best audio ever in the history of audio.
Can you take us through that last play and just what happened and what unfolded? What was, I don't know if you were screened or what happened on that last play.
Jamal Murray made a shot.
So mad. You know, it comes in first place, but second is still my favorite wall-to-wall.
Wall-to-wall
coverage. Wall-to-wall. I don't know why that gets stuck in my head. It's like I have Tourette's when I hear it.
Yeah,
I just
know
walk
either.
Around and go wall-to-wall.
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 I do like the coverage, though.
I know, it's wall-to-wall.
Pinch your butt.
According to sources, I guess Taylor Swift's real, real nervous that Travis Kelce's not going to love her anymore.
What?
I know.
What's he doing to show that?
I don't know. It says that she's getting nervous that he'll end up thinking that all the fame and all that is too much. I don't think so. I agree with Bethany Frankel. She's from Real Housewives of New York. She got on and said, listen, these two people are both... the center of attention, and Travis Kelce really wants to be the center of attention, and it's going to be hard for them to stay together only because of that, because you can only have one person that likes that, you know?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I do agree with that. I think that was a big problem with Kanye, he and Kim.
Because they both want to be in the center.
They both
want
to be the talk of the town.
Yeah.
And you can't have both people fighting for that position.
Yeah, and Travis Kelce is a ball hog. I mean, he wants the camera, he wants Absolutely. The attention, and that's why he does all the dances.
And his ego is only going to get bigger.
Yep.
Especially getting this new TV show. His podcast is about to sign a $1 million deal, probably. Well, multi-million.
Oh, multi. Yeah, because that thing, the New Heights podcast is so popular.
I think he needs to wake up and smell the roses, though, because I think that his shelf life of celebrity is a lot shorter than hers.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
When his football career's over, he goes downhill big time.
I feel like she's iconic, and he's going to be...
famous just because he dated her.
Yeah, and not to mention all the things that he's doing now.
Right, and everybody loves him from the podcast and stuff, so I disagree with that one. But anyway, Ryan Seacrest and his girlfriend, she was like a chef. Her name was Aubrey. They called it quits after 3 years. Oh, you know she's so mad.
Yeah.
She's like, I thought we were going to get married. 3 years, that bastard. You know, every day she's like, put a ring on it. So I bet my guess is she gave him an ultimatum. She probably wanted to have kids, the whole thing. And he's like, nope, not today.
See, I don't look at 3 years being that long.
I know you don't, but you dated Lisa for seven.
No, 14.
Before you married her?
Yeah.
14 years?
Yeah.
Why did I think it was seven?
Close to 14.
You dated her for 14 years before
you... That's why I'm saying 3 years, man. You're just barely getting to know somebody.
Oh my.
I mean, I dated. Yeah, it was close to 8 years before Brie and I got engaged.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she ever pressure you?
It was getting to that point because we did it everything the exact opposite. We moved into our house, bought it together, but we weren't even engaged.
Wow.
And then it was, I think, a couple years after we got into the house
that I finally popped.
Finally
the question.
Did it. Yeah.
Why
do
you
guys,
you think that 3 years is too many?
Why do you guys take so long?
Why do you think 3 years is too many?
Because I think at their age, I think that she wants to have kids. And she, you know, women have a clock, unfortunately, a baby clock.
TikTok.
Yeah, that we can only have kids for so long. And so I think that's why it's 3 years is a long time at their age.
If she wanted to have kids, that was definitely the cause. Yeah.
That's what you do. So what you do is you date somebody for 7 years. They tell you that that you need to become Jewish. And you say, I'm not going to become Jewish. And then you say, well, you need to marry me. And they're like, I'm not going to marry you unless you become Jewish. And then you break up with them. And then you trap a snowboarder and have a baby.
There you go. That's a game plan there.
Yeah, that's what you do. I'm just, if anybody wants some advice, I'm right here for you people. I'm right here for you people. All right. Anyway, let's see here. This makes me feel bad about me. And that is, there's a grandmother of 12, right? She has 12 grandkids. And she just beat the world's record, whatever it's called, the Guinness Book of World Records, for planking.
For her age category?
No, I think just in general.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
How old is she?
She's 59. She planked for 4.5 hours.
Woo! Oh. That's a lot.
How long do you think you could plank?
Until this report's over.
You think you could go that long?
Oh, that's, yeah.
Well,
we could go like...
If you'll wrap it up any minute now.
15 minutes.
If you wrap it up any minute now, yeah, I could knock that sucker out.
You know what's funny is I've never tried to plank.
You know what? It's hard. Like, it looks easy until you're in it. And then you're like, even after a couple minutes, you're like, this is kind of...
This is tough.
This is getting grueling, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even think it looks easy.
To me, it does look easy, but you don't realize, I guess, you have to use your stomach muscles.
Well, yeah, literally every ounce of your body is just tensed up, holding yourself up.
My
neck would start hurting.
To me, the biggest turnoff is it's called plank.
Yeah?
I wasn't made to plank.
You weren't made to plank.
I weren't built to plank.
4.5 hours. Yeah. So
that's a lot, man.
That is kind of
59
cruel.
Years old. Yep. Wow, good for her.
Yeah. She's making me feel great about me. The greatest audio ever in the history of audio. Here it is.
Can you take us through that last play and just what happened and what unfolded? What was, I don't know if you were screened or what happened on that last play.
Jamal Murray made a shot.
Boom!
I don't know why I love that so much.
Get out of here.
I just do. Let's see here. Okay, so Maddie Healy, going back to Taylor Swift, he says, I don't know if this is true or not, he says he hasn't heard Taylor Swift's new album. And the thing is, it's about him. You know he's listened.
Oh, yeah. You just analyze that thing back and forth, every single song.
So they saw him on the road, you know, wherever TMZ catches people. And here's what he said.
How would you rate your Taylor diss track compared to the 30 others?
My diss track?
Yeah, Taylor's new song.
I haven't really listened to that much of it, but...
He hasn't listened to that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have. And you watch YouTube to get the words, and you're like, that's me!
He just wants to play it off so that it doesn't get back to Taylor. Like, oh, he's devastated about the breakup. You know, he's really pining for you. He just doesn't want her to have
But
that.
You know, I realized he didn't say I didn't listen to it at all. He said I haven't listened to all of it, right? Is that what he said?
Oh.
Let me hear it again.
How would you rate your Taylor diss track compared to the 30 others?
My diss track?
Yeah, Taylor's new song.
I haven't really listened to that much of it, but...
Yeah,
I
that much.
That much of it. So he has listened. Oh, yeah. She's gonna be so happy.
Yeah.
He's heard it. You know he's listening all of it. All right. Giselle Bundchen. She was seen crying in her car. She was pulled over by the police in Miami for a traffic violation. We don't know what it's for, but she was crying and she was visibly upset. Do you think she was like trying to get out of it and doing the cry thing? They said that he did hand her a piece of paper, and she was visibly upset and crying. She's got a lot going on if she's crying about a ticket.
Yeah.
I don't know what's
maybe
up
there
with
was
her.
Something else, though.
Yeah, I think she's having a bad day.
Yeah, maybe she just got a call from Tom or something.
Yeah.
And she's driving the kids somewhere.
Maybe so.
Who knows?
I don't know. She was crying on that interview with her when they sat down with her at her new ranch, which is, by the way, gorgeous. And she got really emotional about him. So I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I'd like to know what she did to get pulled over.
Me too.
I want to know if she's speeding. Didn't use a blinker. Mm-hmm. Maybe your tags are outdated. Okay. I just need to know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll try to find out, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please do.
Because I know you want to know. All right. Three really fast things. Number one, the Federal Trade Commission has ordered Ring users, 117,000 of them, to get some money. Because did you know the employees and different people were watching your Ring?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I would totally do that if I worked there.
Oh, yeah.
You can't blame them.
Yeah, I would watch it.
Yeah.
Forget it. And the other thing is, starting May 5th, DIA will not have security from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m.
Yeah.
So you can't screen your bags from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m.
I didn't know that. I just assumed it was closed at that hour anyway.
No, it's always been open 24 hours. And So now, starting May 5th, they're closing it from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. because I guess nobody's really walking through there from those times.
Well, they said that they're short on employees and they have to move them around the clock, so they need to shut down some to cover other shifts.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. And do I have anything else? Nope, I don't. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, that Miley, man. Oh, man, that Miley. I like her new look.
You know, it's funny because her and that Beyonce, that song has really taken off.
Yeah. It is?
Yeah, it is.
What is it, Jolene?
No.
What is it?
I don't know. It's whatever her and Beyonce.
All right. Tonight is the NFL draft. And you mentioned this earlier this morning, Jamie. You don't get people that get into the draft, okay? It just...
Well, they're like, number 12 pick is Larry. We're going to pick... Yay, Larry!
I'm a football fan.
Yeah.
I love the game. I'm with Jamie on this. People that get all spruced up in your jersey, you put the black stuff under your eyes,
and
put
you on wristbands, TV.
And you get in front of the TV with you and your bros, your bro pals, and you guys root on selections being, I don't get it.
Well, I guess I don't get it because I don't follow college ball, so I don't know who's up for grabs, and I don't know their stories, so that's why.
If it makes you feel better, I do follow the college ball.
Yeah.
I follow the pro ball, and I still don't get it.
Well,
Here's why. Let me tell you just a quick reason why. Because to me, no matter who's picked, where they're picked, and what they did in college really isn't going to matter that much when they get to the NFL. They could be great or they could be a bust.
Well, yeah.
You just don't know.
But I saw a headline. I did not read it, so maybe you can explain this. It says, why the NFL draft is putting fathers against their sons. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I think...
Is that Shannon or whatever? Is there Shanahan or... Is there somebody that has a son and a kid? And remember, there was like a kid coach, and his dad was a coach. And remember?
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan, Mike Shanahan.
Is that maybe
whole
it?
Thing?
Maybe they're up against each other.
I don't know.
No, not Mike Shanahan. No, I don't know who it was. Anyway,
no, I don't know what you mean by that.
That's fine. I'm talking in circles about nothing I know about. To be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Father and son. Let me think.
But
about
ask me about Real Housewives. I can tell you anything.
Yeah.
No, it says.
Yeah, the Real Housewives.
Remember, there was a kid that was playing, and his dad was also coach or something when there or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, fine.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think. You thinking maybe not the McCaffreys?
I don't know. I should probably just shut up. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to Google.
The NFL draft is tonight at 6, I
think. I don't know.
I think the Denver Broncos have the 12th pick. And the big question is, will the Denver Broncos, even though they just got a quarterback for the New York Jets, will the Denver Broncos go after a quarterback? Everybody's on the edge of their seat. I don't know why, but I guess we are.
Don't we want the guy from Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Look, I knew something.
If he's available. If he's available.
Because Zach Wilson is not going to cut it.
No,
I mean,
right?
We would have been better off keeping Russell.
Yeah, but it's the guy from Michigan. Woo!
Michigan!
I knew something. I think his name's
JJ.
JJ McCarthy.
That's JJ.
Exactly right. His
name is
JJ.
Get it. Yeah.
Ask me anything. Yeah. I got it.
And according to the story, his father hates the Broncos.
Oh, really? Oh,
no, that's the father's son. I'm just trying to come back to yours.
Yeah, right. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. I got you. Thank you.
Yeah, what
I'm
saying.
Thank you for helping.
Yeah, I'm trying my best. Yeah, big controversy between JJ and his dad. All right, BJ and Jamie, morning show. Rain in the forecast into the weekend.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was just telling Jamie.
Ah!
Hey.
What are you doing?
Hey, whoa.
What are you doing?
Stop.
Okay, what?
I was just telling Jamie off the air here about this kid that I'm watching right now. He's the kid that his family was there in Vegas. All of a sudden, that spaceship landed in their backyard. And an 8-foot alien got out, waved to him. I think he even fired up the barbecue grill.
Really?
Something like
yeah,
that.
Made some
I don't know.
Alien There's burgers.
Something going on
yeah.
back there. And remember, it was splashed all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
All over the world. We saw video. We saw video, remember?
Yep.
And there was like shadows that were moving or whatnot. Kid says he was right there. It's aliens. Nobody believes him.
Yeah, nobody.
He's doing an interview right now, and he's mad. He's mad because nobody will believe he saw what he saw.
That
would have to be a horrible
that'd
feeling.
That'd be horrible. But you said off the air, you go, he looks like an honest kid. And I
he
said,
does.
Well, what makes him look honest? And you know what BJ said? He goes, well, he doesn't have any tattoos. And I said, oh my God, I have a tattoo and I'm an honest person.
Whoa. See, here you go. You're going to try to single out something I said
well, you
to
did
get
say
the
that.
Tattoo people to jump down my
yes,
throat.
Yes, I am.
That's not the way I said it, though.
Okay, then you
I
tell
went
me.
Through a litany okay, of reasons
but did you not,
of why.
But did you also say tattoos? Right,
let me say.
Did you say tattoos?
I did eventually. But here's the way I said it. I said, well, first of all, he's a clean-cut guy standing outside of an old building there. Looks like he doesn't have a lot of money, he and his family. He's got an old baseball hat on, an old T-shirt on. He's got this look on his face like, I'm telling you, I saw it. He has no visible tattoos.
See what I
That's
mean?
Where
See
we're
what
in. That's where
and
we're
he didn't
in.
Say visible, I said, by the way. He just said he has no tattoos.
He has no
tattoos.
Well, it would be visible.
But, I mean, you're adding now. You're, like, adding on to the
no
whole story.
Tattoos.
You can't discriminate. Against
exactly.
people with tattoos.
I have a tattoo. I'm so honest.
I've got a tattoo and you never know. It's on my back.
Exactly.
You never see it.
And you're honest. You have a tattoo and you're not honest, BJ.
Well, then I think I proved the point.
What? Huh? No, two
if
of
you
us.
Have tattoos,
two of us,
you're not
two
honest.
Two out of three, two of us are honest.
I'm
and
going
we have
on me.
I'm going on us. We have tattoos and we're very honest.
The kid, he's standing here. He has no nose piercings. He's got no ear piercing. I mentioned that too. He looks very clean cut and just truthful.
So that's how honest people look in BJ's eyes.
Yep.
So if you get around that him is, with tattoos,
yep.
or if you have like a, oh, you know what? I think Wanda, doesn't Wanda have a little nose piercing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
there
does.
You go.
She's got a little stud right there.
There you go.
And she's honest.
She is shady. Are you kidding me? I've known Wanda for years, a lot longer than you guys have. She is
she
one
is
shady girl.
She's awesome.
She's a shady
she's
girl.
She's amazing.
Yeah. She's down there in that HR department. All of HR gets shady to me.
Oh, my God.
Hey, yeah. They can slip something in your file that never even happened.
Yeah, say all that.
Yeah, they can.
You fall on that sort.
Then, I was telling you also that I watch a lot of crime shows. Can you imagine? And the whole thing about this is... having something that you saw with your own eyes, and you know what you saw, yet nobody will believe you. And like I said, I watch a lot of crime shows. These people that get thrown in jail or prison for 20 years, 10 years, or whatever, and they didn't do it.
I know, that would be, I mean... Can you
nobody
imagine?
Nobody believes you.
Yeah.
You got to figure
you're
every...
You're innocent and you're in jail. And there are those people. And you're like banging your head against the wall trying to get somebody to listen to you.
And the problem is everybody in jail says they're innocent.
Exactly.
Okay? So who do you believe? So you're in there. You didn't do the crime. And now you're stuck there and nobody will believe you. You weren't even near where it happened. You know, it's just, it would drive me nuts.
What I find funny out of all this long story and everything we're talking about and everything is everybody now thinks that Carson has a tramp stamp.
Why? Why? Why is that what you automatically think?
Because you said I saw your back.
It could be an upper back.
You
the back is very long.
Yeah. Tramp stamp.
The back is very long.
You got a tramp stamp.
I actually do have a buddy that has a tramp stamp.
Oh my God. I have one too. I know. I mean, I don't have a tramp stamp, but I have a friend. He was drunk in Vegas.
Yeah.
And it says Harley Davidson. across there.
I will say for a guy.
Yeah.
To have a back tattoo and no other tattoo. It's a little strange.
What? What if it's on the shoulder blade?
I'm just
what's
saying.
What's weird about
no,
that?
No, you know it's a tramp stamp.
For it to be only tattooed, that's a little...
You're tramp stamp.
You
can't change it.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Mentioned this earlier, Elitch Gardens does open up this weekend.
Yep.
Just want to make sure you know that.
Yep.
big friends and fans of Elitch Gardens.
It's that time of year, except for it's going to snow on Sunday night, which I'm just still... And you know what else is cool? The sand dunes. I want to be this person. I always talk about this. My kid went there. But the sand dunes now has the river flowing through it. And it looks so fun. So I know my kid, he took like a sled up there and they went sand sledding, which looks super fun because they took videos. But now with the river going through it, you can tube down it. You get to play in it and all this stuff. You should take your kid.
It looks cool.
It is cool.
It does look cool. It's not that far either. It's like a 2.5 hour drive.
Yeah, it's like 183 miles.
Yeah, something like
that. Yeah, it's called the Great Sand Dunes.
I saw where your friend Tammy,
from My 600 Pound. My 600 Pound Life.
Well, they're called 1,000 Pound Sisters. Is that what they're called?
Oh, well, I thought it was on My 600 Pound Life.
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch. Okay. Oh, no, the series is called 1,000 Pound Sisters.
Well, I guess they gained some weight.
Well, no, there's two of them.
Oh, okay.
So you got to add it
Tammy
up.
Tammy, and what was the other sister's name?
Lori or something? No, I don't
it wasn't
remember.
Lori.
Tammy. Isn't Michelle.
Tammy and Michelle?
Haley Michelle. No, that's
what?
Not her. That's a friend.
Haley Michelle.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't have the sister.
Tammy was kind of a little whore, to be honest.
Was she?
Yeah, she was. She was porking a lot.
Oh, she's good.
There was...
She's about to be even more so because she just lost 440 pounds.
She did?
Yeah.
Good for her.
She says it wasn't Ozempic.
Real? Well, I think...
I'm sure she gets asked a lot.
I think she had gastric bypass, didn't
I don't
she?
Know. But here, I got a picture of her. She's with her medium. This is a celebration of weight loss of Tammy.
Okay, well, Tammy...
Tammy was a 500... No, wait a minute.
What?
If she lost 440 pounds, that means she had to be at least...
Yeah.
700 of the 1,000.
Yeah, because otherwise she's at 50.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's Tammy.
Let me see a picture.
I think you're going to like the picture. Okay, just take a look. That's Tammy on the left. There we go.
That's
but she's lost
her.
440.
That's not her.
That's what it says.
That looks like
look
an
at her.
Alien. That's horrible.
It looks like what? Alien. Well, that's not nice. I was saying that she's lost a lot of weight. She looks better.
Bizarre.
Yeah. She's going to be out there, you know, she'll really be picking up the dudes now that you've dropped all that weight.
Look at
you know
that.
What I mean?
What's wrong? Like, what?
Nothing's wrong. That's her. She lost 440.
Yeah, she was originally 725 pounds.
Woo! Man, she tipped it at what? Seven what?
725.
Man, yeah. She's a winner. Ding, 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 ding. Hmm. 440 off the hook, baby.
Okay.
Right there.
Yeah.
All right, I got Joe Biden
go from
here.
Great now, sand I didn't, to that.
I didn't... I didn't pull this audio, so I don't want people jumping down my throat over this, okay?
About what?
Joe Biden.
About what, though?
Reading the teleprompter.
Oh, but that went viral. That's not like a political thing. That's just funny.
What? Right. You play it, and it does look political.
No,
people get all bent out of shape, Jamie.
People make mistakes. It's not a political thing. It's just funny when the President of the United States says
hilarious.
That word, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let me just say this, then. If you're going to take this political,
then don't
Carson
our
came
show.
Up with it.
Listen,
you came running in here with it this morning.
I scoured the interwebs for audio, and that's what I came
up
with.
But even, I mean, if you're Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter. It's funny.
It is hilarious.
Yeah,
but it depends on who plays it.
Oh, my God, just play it.
It depends on who plays it.
Just play it. Stop talking.
But imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years.
You just missed it.
No, I didn't. I heard pause.
No, he said four more years twice.
What?
Yeah, listen.
I thought it was just the word pause.
No.
Yeah, pause.
Pause is the word.
Right, but...
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Pause.
What are you talking about?
He says pause after the second time.
Oh, he says pause twice?
Yeah, he says pause after the second time of four more years. And he continues to read the teleprompter as these people start yelling four more years.
I just love how everyone chanted. They like just skipped over
it. They just skipped
and
he said pause. Exactly.
Years.
Exactly. They're like, nothing to see here.
So he's got four more years. You have to write that part down?
What?
You would think that would come natural to a president,
well,
right?
I mean, it's just...
Four
yeah.
more years!
Pause.
But then the word pause is there, and he reads the word pause.
Right, I heard all that. I don't know what you said I missed.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years! Four more years! Four more years!
So funny. I don't care who you are. Right?
Again, Carson's the one that got it, folks.
Yeah, so there you go.
If you're angry... Hey, Carson, where'd Jamie go?
I have no idea. Your guess is as good as me. I didn't even know she left the room.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hello?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe something hit her or something that, you know, had to run.
Did she, like, run out of the room?
No, just left. I don't know. About 5 minutes ago.
Oh. All of her stuff's there. Maybe she wanted a snack.
Couple of things for you. First of all, you got a big game tonight. You got the NBA. You got the Denver Nuggets. They're going to take on the Lakers at 8 o'clock tonight out in L.A.
8 o'clock. Go Nuggets!
Game three. We're up 2-0. If they win tonight, which I think the series is over to begin with, but if they win tonight, then it really does shut the door.
So that would be like the 11th straight win over the Lakers.
Woo! We own them.
Yeah,
who's
baby.
Your daddy? Right? And then you got the... Got the big draft tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Broncos.
And I'd be shocked if we don't trade up to get an earlier pick, don't you?
Yep. I don't know what's going to happen. I have no
idea. I hope we get J.J. McCarthy. Yeah.
No idea. We sign off. It's quarter till. Gotta go. I know. We were wondering where you were. We took bets on it, actually. We took bets on where you went.
Well, you were playing the Spice Girls, and I was just like, I gotta go pee.
Yeah. Sounds like
Spice
a good girl. Time.
Spice Girls make me pee, too.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. It's weird.
I want to go to the bathroom. Go. I want to go to the bathroom.
Okay, I'll tell you what I got to do. Okay. What I really, really got to do. I got to wee.
We were just saying a playoff game tonight, draft tonight, anything else going on. I know Slacker and Steve later this afternoon have more Imagine Dragons tickets to give away. So you'll see that show out at Red Rocks. I think that's it.
Yep, I think we covered it all. Man, that was a stellar show, wasn't it?
Oh. Yeah, I thought it was good.
So award-winning.
Yes.
Good. Rain. Oh, got to mention this. Rain. Going to start late tonight.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, only if you're east. Only if you're east.
No.
Yeah, if you're east, like,
Rain.
It's not going to start until tomorrow, you guys.
Rain.
Trust me on this one.
I'm late seeing tonight. 20% at 6.
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
But 20% is like nothing.
It's not going to rain until tomorrow.
I'm supposed to rain in my neighborhood.
If you're in Weld County,
yeah,
you might get a tornado.
Well, I mean, BJ, you live all up and down the Front Range.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a good chance I'm going to get
rain. Yeah, that's really solid chance.
All right, rain. Going to be a sloppy weekend.
It is.
Yeah, actually. But hey, whatever. It's the weekend. Have a great day today. Enjoy. We'll see you back here for a Friday show tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.